call the meeting to order. Please turn off or mute your electronic devices. We're going to start with the mission statement. The veterinary board protects the health, safety, and welfare of the general public, as well as the welfare of animals by enforcing the licensing standards prescribed by statute for the licensing and regulation of veterinarians, veterinary technicians, and veterinary premises and animal crematories. So we'd like to note that we have Assistant Attorney General Matras present. And then Dr. Byrne, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Byrne present. Ms. Frost?
Here.
Dr. James?
Here.
Dr. Nosley?
Here.
Ms. Solomon?
Here.
Dr. Thompson?
Here.
And Dr. Wright?
So we would like to start this morning with 4-5, case number 2446. Regarding Ivory Wildflower DVM. Board Mayor, do you discuss and take action on motion review or review submitted by respondent? The record should show that Dr. Wright and Dr. Thompson are recused, but Dr. Wright's absent. This is the date, the time, and place for the board to consider Dr. Ivory Wildflower's request for rehearing following the informal interview that was held in the matter on April 17th, 2024 and continued on May 15th, 2024. Dr. Wildflower isn't here, but...
Mr. Carey is present on her behalf. Do we still have quorum?
Yes, we do have quorum. We do have James Solomon and Dr. James.
Oh, good, okay.
Phone here for you.
Gotcha.
You've identified yourself. The board's legal advisor in the matter is Assistant Attorney General Mark Harris. Under AAC R311-904C, the board may grant a rehearing of the case in part or in whole, or review the decision if Dr. Wildflower establishes that one or more of the grounds listed in the rule materially affect her rights during the administrative proceeding. If the board grants her request for rehearing, it will conduct the rehearing at a later date. The board, on its own initiative, may grant a review of its decision. If it does so, it may conduct a review at the meeting or schedule it for a future proceeding. If the board denies her request for rehearing, she will receive a written order setting forth her legal remedies. So the board has reviewed Dr. Wildflower's motion for rehearing. Mr. Flynn, you will have 5 minutes to address the board on the matter. This is the time for legal argument related to the grounds for a hearing or review, and neither Dr. Wildflower nor her attorney should use the time to present new evidence or testimony to the board regarding the merits of the case. If they claim there is newly discovered evidence, they are asked to identify each piece of evidence and why it could not have been presented at the informal interview. Once Mr. Flynn has finished making his arguments, the board members will have an opportunity to ask questions. We will now proceed with oral argument and hear from you, Mr. Flynn.
Thank you very much. Members of the board, as you know, review and rehearing is mandatory. I can't bypass you. This is a step if we do believe that there's an irregularity to give the board an opportunity to take another look before we even allowed to exercise any of our judicial remedies. So that's the reason we're here today. What I'm asking the board is not necessarily a rehearing because I don't think it's necessary. I think a review is more appropriate. What I'm very focused on is there were really two issues. One is record access. We understand there were some delays with record access. A lot of the time the board is not going to take disciplinary action on a record access issue. The issue that we really wanted to bring to the board is this concern over pre-medication and who did the pre-medication. In this case, as we demonstrated through the medication administration record or the anesthesia record, her initials clearly appear on that document that she did do the pre-medication. The place where I think we had some confusion is for the first time during the formal, she was asked who did it, and she said she was 99% sure she did it, but she couldn't commit to that. That had not really been an issue that the investigative committee had brought up, so I don't think she was really prepared for that question. And what we were able to develop between the first part of the informal to the second part was a review of the MAR, which clearly shows her initials, and we had both of the other employees that were there rule out themselves through affidavits under oath that they were not the ones who administered. And so we believe that there is sufficient evidence here that the issue concerning the MAR or the premedication is not supported by the facts. And what I'm really wanting to focus the board on is the burden of proof. And in these cases, the violation has to be proven by a preponderance, so it has to be more likely than not. And when you have two parties come to a case and it's a he said, she said, the burden always remains on the board to find that extra percentage of, is there more evidence supporting the board's conclusion? In this case, I think there's more evidence supporting Dr. Wildflower because of her initials, and I think that honors the idea of if you've charted it, it happened. There's no reason that, you know, that this was a contemporaneous record. I think that's the best record of what happened. But even if you're 50-50 and you say, look, we can't tell because she's 99% sure, complainant is saying one thing, she's saying another, at that point, if you are exactly at 50%, the tie still has to go to the runner. It still has to go to the licensee because the burden hasn't been met. And so what we're asking the board to think about is to try to review this case with those ideas in mind. We ask that you pull back the pre-med allegation. That would leave you with the potential concern over the access to records and the timeliness of the disclosure of records. At that point, I would propose to the board an LOC, or failing that, non-disciplinary education. And obviously with the non-disciplinary education, you can order her to do any kind of education you want. You're not confined to education necessarily about record access. If you were to remove the pre-med, you could still have her do the exact same education that you wanted her to do under a disciplinary order. We just believe that there was an error in it, rejection or failure to consider the MAR and the anesthesia record, and we just like a review of that. And we think if we did have to go further with the judicial remedy, our basis would obviously be focused on the fact that we do have a contemporaneous record. And so that's where our request is coming from. I think that this board reads everything, so I don't think a hearing is necessary to get to re-review evidence that you already have. I think this is more properly a review and at least consideration of a non-disciplinary outcome of the matter. And I'm obviously here to take questions from a legal basis.
Do any board members have any questions? I'm not stopping with the questions. When he's finished making their arguments, board members will have an opportunity to ask questions.
If you have any legal questions,
right,
or you know, otherwise we can just kind of go into deliberations.
No, yes. No legal.
Okay. The board has heard the arguments from. On behalf of Dr. Wildflower and reviewed the record in the matter. The board may grant a rehearing or review. The board can also deny the request and affirm its decision. If the motion is to grant rehearing or review, the maker of the motion must specify the grounds on which the rehearing or review is based. Rehearing or review would then be limited to the specific grounds. Do I hear a motion?
Is this when we can do discussion?
Sure.
At this point?
Okay. In this case, as very well outlined by counselor, it really boils down to a case where we had the interview of the complainant. Told a story of what happened, and I felt was very compelling. the respondent was very unclear as to what happened that day. And the complainant was very clear, I felt. So when you get a case like this, where you have two very different accounts of what happened, that's why when the respondent had an opportunity to come back after the complainant, the question is, well, you heard what the complainant said, could it have happened that way? And she very said, yeah, sure, it could have happened that way. Which we felt was not up to the standard of practice. As to the initials, there are times when initials are placed on records after they review and they see everything is correct and they initial off on it. That doesn't necessarily mean in all cases that that person actually did the injection. I have anesthetic records where sometimes the technicians will give some of the medications, and I give some of the medications, and I read the record, and I sign off on it. Yes, it was correct. It's a statement of it's correct. It's not a statement of I did it. As to the employees, these are employees of the practice. There's no consequence to them. They're not CVTs. There's no consequence to them. The weight I would place on that would not be definitely a case where, well, the employee said it happened this way, so that's the way it happened. My only pause is that the complainant was actually the complainant's daughter when she told the story. And we did not hear from the actual person or persons that were there at the event. It was being relayed secondhand. So that's my only concern. And so you said that you didn't think a rehearing was necessary. Well, if there's a problem here, I think it would have to be a rehearing because we would have to hear directly from that person and then make our decision. So that's the only pause I have in this case. Otherwise, I'm satisfied that making a judgment based on what the two parties said and then the response after that, I have to still feel that we did not meet the standard of practice, and that's why the violation was brought. So I would make a motion based on that to deny the request for a rehearing. And then maybe that'll get more discussion going.
Okay, so just so that I understand,
yeah,
that, the motion is just to deny the request for rehearing, yeah, or review.
Or review, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. There's a motion to deny the request for a rehearing review on a second.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm, can we just indicate that the second was from
Ms. Solomon?
From
Ms. Solomon, yes. Yeah. So I know we need to vote on that. I do have a legal question, and I'm not sure if now is appropriate or if we need to vote.
Well, once we vote,
no, I know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
so
no.
Maybe we should. If the answer is going to help you decide how to vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll make a motion to go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
We have a first and a second to go into executive session.
Can we just do a vote?
Can we have a vote?
All those in favor?
All those in favor?